What is more valuable than kingdoms and thrones? What is more precious than gems and gold? What is more lovable than health and beauty? The answer, wisdom. Today's lesson from the Old Testament tells us that all good things come from wisdom. But what is wisdom? St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that to be wise is to know causes. The causes of why things are the way they are. A doctor, for example, is said to be wise when he or she knows the causes of good and bad health, the fundamental principles of wisdom. Now, the term wisdom, in its most noble sense, means the knowledge of the highest cause of all, that cause with a capital C, which is God. But this wisdom is, of itself, beyond the reach of human intelligence. So wisdom is truly a gift. It's the gift of wisdom which God gives us at baptism, along with sanctifying grace. It's the gift of wisdom with which God strengthens us in the sacrament of confirmation. The fundamental principle of wisdom is to save our soul, to fulfill that supernatural end for which God created us. A wise person knows and loves God, so that by doing good and avoiding evil, this wise person can go to heaven. Heaven, the eternal beatitude of God for all eternity, this is the purpose of life on earth, and that is the highest wisdom. Now, this gift of wisdom must be put to good use, so that that gift grows within us. We must grow to know more about God by prayer and study. We must do spiritual reading each day so that we can grow in love of God and perform actions pleasing to Him. You can't love what you don't know. St. Thomas Aquinas gives us some valuable advice about growing in knowledge by study. He wrote a short but very profound letter with this advice to his brother John. Advice on how to gain the treasure of heavenly knowledge. And he begins the letter by saying that we must begin with the basics. Move from easy things to more difficult things. He writes in this way, quote, "Do not jump right away into the high sea, but rather seek to enter the ocean of divine knowledge by small rivers." End of quote. In other words, do not seek out the writings of great mystics and great theologians until first you know the basics of the catechism, inside and out. Until first you've been humble enough to read the introductions to the spiritual life, such as, for example, the Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Have the humble modesty to begin with the basics, so that you will have the momentum in the research of more complex subjects. Tip number two, St. Thomas says that we should not spend time on things which are beyond our grasp. There are mysteries in God which we will never completely understand. What we do not understand with our mind, we must adore on our knees. Do not give up spending time in prayer, even when the words do not come right away. Today's lesson from the Book of Wisdom starts out by saying we must ask, invoke God asking for that wisdom. A third tip for acquiring wisdom, St. Thomas says that we must eliminate distractions which turn us away from the true knowledge. Distractions like excessive chatter, which we must avoid, so that we have the time for better and more important things. Not only chattering on the phone, but perhaps that chatter we have within ourselves. Talking to ourselves about this, that, and the other thing. Let us instead carve out a little silence, some daily solitude within our lives. And this will allow us the necessary means to grow in knowledge of God. If we do not take some silent time for prayer and spiritual reading each day, then we limit our spiritual vision. We can even become blind to God's action in our lives because we are distracted by the noise and the chatter of the world around us, or because we are too preoccupied with ourselves, being self-absorbed. So be slow to speak, says St. Thomas, but be amiable and cheerful to all people. Nevertheless, do not be overly familiar with anyone, because familiarity breeds contempt. Do not be curious at all what others are doing. Avoid unnecessary conversations about this, that, and the other thing. We don't need to comment on everything. Rather, we must use our time and our energy carefully for the higher knowledge of God. And yet another helpful tip, quote, do not consider who the person is you are listening to, but whatever good he says, commit to memory. End of quote. So St. Thomas is warning us not to allow prejudice for the speaker to tune out his message. Something of good may be learned from sources which at first seemed unlikely. So let us learn to receive constructive criticism with humility, because that person is doing us a favor to learn more about ourselves and ultimately how to come closer to God through knowing the objective truth. Here's another wisdom tip. Do not fail to imitate the example of good and holy people. We should not envy the virtues of others, but strive rather to imitate them. Our neighbor is not a rival to be outdone, but is a brother to love and to learn from. And learning the lives of the saints will also help to lead us to true wisdom, just as the good example of our neighbor proves that there is hope for us too. And one final Thomas tip for obtaining wisdom. Whatever you are doing and hearing, try to understand. Resolve doubts. Dig deeper to find out. St. Thomas tells us not to be complacent with mediocrity. If we do not understand what we read or what we hear in a spiritual conference, or if we are puzzled by what the church teaches and why, we must have the humility to ask questions, to dig a little deeper, to use good books to look up the right answers, or to ask for advice from someone who is truly capable of helping us. These are just a few of the axioms given by St. Thomas in his letter to Brother John, which you can find online or in any good Thomist source. Good practical helps and advice for us to learn from and to live from. And if we work to acquire heavenly wisdom, if we cooperate with God's grace, if we continually ask for that wisdom and for all the grace we need to follow through in acquiring it, then this wisdom will bring us peace. Our patron tells us. Here, St. Thomas quotes St. Augustine, wisdom is associated with peacemakers. In peacemakers, there is no movement of rebellion. There was no violence caused by disobedience, because peace is the tranquility of order, God's order in our lives according to the proper priorities. Wisdom makes peacemakers who are obedient to right reason and who practice charity according to the law of God. Wisdom is then the key to peace of soul and to peace in society. So through the intercession of St. Thomas Aquinas, may God grant us in all things to be truly wise, so that our hearts may be completely converted to Christ, the Prince of Peace, so that we may enjoy the eternal peace of joyful repose in heaven with our patron, St. Thomas, with all the angels and the saints, and with our ancestors in the faith. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.